If we take His name and use His name, He will honor His name when we're walking in obedience to His Word. And you can take that shot and it won't hurt you at all. But don't you take that shot without claiming His promises. If they force you beyond a shadow of a doubt and say, you have to take it or we're going to put you in a concentration camp, you say, I ain't going to that concentration camp, so give me the shot. I will take it, but I'm going to guarantee I'm a child of the Most High God, and His name's Jesus Christ. He's my brother, and He said no deadly poison is going to hurt me in Mark 16:18, and you can put that stuff in my arm, and it ain't going to have no effect on me whatsoever in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And it will have no effect on you. See, the Lord gave us a scripture for everything, didn't He? He gave us a scripture for everything. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. Ooh, that wouldn't go too good in the Baptist church. We don't think there's ever a time to dance. But see, we don't read the scripture very well either. But He says there is a time to dance. Praise the Lord. I love to dance before God. You know, I mean, the Lord is good. Okay, now 5 and 6. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. That's what my wife likes to tell me when she comes to my office. It's time you throw away some of this stuff. Verse 7 and 8. There's a time for everything. Verse 7 and 8. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak up. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Now, I just got the report a while ago about Miss Faye Harden that was down in Orlando. I heard she was on GLC on the phone. She wasn't out there last night, I guess it was, or whenever it was, the last day or two. But I understood, and I haven't talked to her yet, but I understand when the guys broke in, they came in hooded like jihad terrorists. So she don't know whether they were black or white. She don't know. First we heard there were 4 black men. Well, it could very well be 4 brown men or 4 white men if they were hooded with those black things. So, but they came in as jihad terrorists, Islamic jihad terrorists, the way they were dressed. She had a gun. And I understood. She said she got it. But why she didn't use it is beyond my wildest dreams. Oh, she tried? She tried, but they overpowered her before she could get it. Well, as I have said before, I want everybody to know that I do have a 9mm pistol laying beside my bed. And it's loaded. If you break into my house and you don't come in announced, you might die. So don't come into my bedroom. You know, don't just come busting in there in the middle of the night and turn the light on. You might get shot, you know, because I ain't going to play no games. I'm not going to let 4 hooded guys come in my house and beat me and my wife up without some kind of tremendous struggle. Somebody said, well, that doesn't sound very Christian. Hey, it sounds right there. There's a time for war. And to me, that's a time for war. If somebody breaks in my house, I'm going to protect my family. You know, I'm not going to let them come in and just start killing me and my family. I'm going to fight. Somebody said, well, I couldn't do that. I'm not going to fight. Okay, that's you. That's you. But let me tell you, I'm going to fight. I just want you to know. I think I might just put a sign on my front door. This house is protected by Smith & Wesson and angels. I've got angels here and a gun or an AK-47. You want to take your choice? Come in. Either my angel's going to get you or I'm going to get you, but you ain't leaving.
Amen.
Y'all see where I'm coming from?
Amen.
You know, somebody said, well, I had a lady up there in Baltimore, I mean, in Grand Rapids. She said, well, I just can't envision me having a gun. I said, well, that's okay. You know, if you don't want a gun, that's okay. Just trust God. But I said, you know, I got one. You know, and I'm going to use it if I have to. But there's a time for war, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Verse 9 and 10. What do people really get for all their hard work? Oh, now this is what makes it all, wow, vanity. I have thought about this in connection with the various kinds of work God has given people to do. Think of the different things God has given people to do. I mean, you know, one of us is a, everything. You know, I mean, people do every kind of job known to man. Isn't it amazing how God, doesn't it look like everybody ought to be a mechanic? Everybody ought to be a cook? Everybody ought to be an electrician? No. If everybody was an electrician, we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we, Scott? You know, if everybody fixed printers, we'd really be in trouble, wouldn't we, if that's all we could do? But God gave us all these varying jobs, and all of us have something different we can do. And most of us, we can do many things. We serve a multitasked God, and He gives us multitask. And of course, you know, us men, we can do one thing at a time, but you girls can multitask 6 or 8 or 10 different things at the same time. Y'all are just so talented. You know, y'all can be talking on the phone, baking a cake, taking care of the kids. You know, I mean, do everything. 4 or 5 things at the same time and never miss a glitch. If you want me to cook a cake, I got to cook a cake. You know, if the phone comes on, I mean, a while ago, I was going to make me a cup of hot tea, and I went in and put the hot water on to make the hot tea. And then I thought, well, I better go check to see if there's bugs at the front door, because I sprayed there last night, and I went out there, and there's bugs everywhere. And so I got my broom out, and I swept, and I cleaned everything up, and I come back in, and I heard this noise, and I thought, what's that noise? I go to the kitchen, and my tea kettle just steaming away. I thought, my gosh, I completely forgot. See, I opened the box and put the hot water on and then closed it and went out here to work on the bugs. And when I come back in, I didn't open no box, so I don't remember nothing. See, that's a guy. See, now, if that had been a woman, she'd have said, I got the bugs cleaned up. Now I got to go make sure my tea's hot, you know. So she'd have never forgot that. But us guys, we're not multitaskers like women. But what do people really get for their hard work? Let's see all these things that God's given us. 11 and 12, let's see what He says. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. I mean, we cannot, as a human being, we have no idea of the plans He has for us. But He had an overall plan when He built this earth. He had an overall plan from then to the end of time of the whole thing. And I see more of that plan today than ever in my life. But still, I only see just a little bitty teeny portion of it, about that much. But I know He's got a great plan in what He's doing. He said, so I conclude that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to enjoy themselves as long as they can. Does that sound like good advice? I mean, as you go through life, what should you be? Happy. Should you enjoy what you're doing? Yes. When I minister to people and they say, I hate what I do, I said, change jobs. Don't keep doing it. I mean, you only get one shot through here, right? You only get one shot through life. So why not enjoy what you're doing? And I've seen many a time a daddy, he wanted to be a doctor, but he didn't have the money. And so he struggled through life, and he finally made an electrician. But he wanted to be a doctor, but he didn't have the money. So at being an electrician, he starts storing his money up and think, when I have a son, I'm going to make sure my son becomes a doctor. And so he trains and spends and tries his best to convince his son to be the best doctor ever. And the son, he wanted to be an electrician. He wanted to be a game warden, you know. Like myself, I always loved being a mechanic and an engineer and flying airplanes, and I loved all those things. When my son came along, I tried to direct him in those directions, and he wasn't interested in any of those things. None of them. He didn't even want to change oil on his own pickup. I almost had to get a club to get him out there to change his oil. You know, so he didn't like working on a car, but he loved working out and playing football. He loved training his physical body. So I directed, whenever he was a little bitty guy about that big, he's watching the Cowboys one day, and he said, Daddy, I want to be a professional football player, a cowboy, when I get big. I said, yeah, son, you and 5 million other kids. That's what they want, because they watch that on television. Daddy, I want to be one. I'm going to be one. What do I need to do? I said, well, first of all, you got to start working out. I mean, you start the quicker you start working out, building your muscles, because he's a little bitty scrawny kid, you know, about 7 or 8 years old. I said, you got little tiny arms. I said, if you want to be a football player, you're going to be a big, fast guy. You got to work out. It takes diligence. Well, he said, I want a set of weights. I said, Mama, stop by a garage sale. Find a garage sale somewhere. Somebody's got a little set of weights. Spend $5. You know, don't go out and buy him $150, $200 set of weights, because this is just a fad. It'll pass. So Mama goes out and buys him a little dinky set of weights, and it didn't pass. After he got those, boy, and he's working out with them all the time, he wants a bigger set. And it ain't never passed. He's 34 years old today, and he's got his own gym, and he's a picture of health. His arms are that big around, you know, my land, what a boy he is. But he played football. I mean, of course, after I saw what he wanted to do, and I saw he didn't want to be an engineer. He didn't want to be a pilot. He wasn't interested in flying them airplanes like Dad did. He wanted to work out and be a football player and be a professional trainer. So I spent all my money and time directing him in the direction he wanted to go. And he's a happy boy. He's doing quite well. If you raise your children up to be something you wanted to be because you couldn't be there, chances are you're miserable and your kids are miserable. I don't care if you want to be a ditch digger. If that's what you like, hey, be the best at it you can. You know, you don't have to do something. You only got one go through in life. God has made everything beautiful for his own time. He's planted eternity in our hearts. He said, so I concluded that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to enjoy themselves as long as they can. Because, like I said a while ago, every one of us in this room has got a day of destiny. And it's going to be over. I mean, we just buried Cheryl's mother just a couple of weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. He says, enjoy yourself as long as you can. Enjoy living. Do what you like to do. And somebody says, well, good grief, I'm already 40 years old. It's too late to change. Oh, no, it ain't. No, but here's the thing you can do. I don't care what you're doing. You can enjoy what you're doing. It's merely a choice. And I can remember I've changed professions several times in my life due to getting laid off from one job or doing something else. And every one of the things I've changed job to, I said, hey, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to have fun with this. And I have. You know, I enjoy it. You know, I don't care what I'm doing. You know, if I'm working, building a building, flying an airplane.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, America is Being Destroyed from Within, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.